21 Egyptian Christians died for their faith in Libya at the hands of ISIS 8 months ago. In that area, few have forgotten what happened. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And you've also heard it said that in the darkness, hope shines even brighter. That's exactly what's happening today in Egypt. Egyptian Christians laid the cornerstone this week for a church dedicated to the 21 martyrs ISIS killed in Libya 8 months ago. But here's what's interesting, says E3 Partners' Tom Doyle. Because every single man died with the name of Christ on his lips,
it backfired on the enemy. Satan meant to intimidate, but this rallied the body of Christ together globally. This became our Tiananmen Square picture.
E3 launched a letter-writing campaign for the families of these martyrs. We've posted the link in a couple places for you at missionnews.org. And it's not by accident that the delegation will be in Egypt over the week of the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church.
We want to hand-deliver these letters to the families, to the widows, to the fathers and mothers that lost their sons, and just tell them that the body of Christ stands with them. We're praying for them. We want to send them a verse of encouragement and just to let them know that we walk side by side with them.
And as the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church draws nearer, Nepal's believers are asking you to remember them. It doesn't really look like there's a solution coming between Nepal and India. Noel Baketti of Asian Access says India is still pretty angry over Nepal's new secular constitution. And the blockade? Unmoved.
As India is exercising their political will, they have the power, unfortunately, to basically starve these guys out, or in this case, slowly choke them.
So far, it looks like China's the only one stepping up to the plate and helping out. But roads between Nepal and China are pretty bad, so only a few supplies are getting through. And yet, people recognize all these trials as spiritual attacks, and they're actually growing in their faith. Right alongside them, Asian Access.
The main leaders for Asian Access are scraping together enough fuel and supplies. They're making a trip to southern Nepal specifically for outreach, because that's an area where a lot of people are becoming interested in the gospel and becoming believers.
Nepal's church is vibrant. Pray that believers will have an opportunity to talk about God's provision. You're listening to Mission Network News. As Nepal struggles with India's blockade, AMG International is breaking through its own. In some places, it can seem impossible to share the gospel, so AMG is using newspaper ads to do just that. See, these ads bring the gospel where Christians can't. Those who respond to the ads are sent a Bible and courses that teach a little bit more about Christianity. Because of these things, people have come to know Christ, so please be praying for the continued success of these ads and for new believers. However, newspaper ads aren't what Guatemala needs. In one of the most dangerous places to be a kid, Kids Live International is working for transformation. Through their program, Oasis, girls who've been incredibly abused are finding healing. See, this family-styled home provides girls with counseling, justice, and an education. But more importantly, it provides the gospel. Now, these girls and their families are being restored in Christ. For prayer needs, go to our website. And on a final note, you've probably heard the phrase, desperate times call for desperate measures. Pregnant single moms in Cambodia live that out day after day. Many have abortions because they feel like they don't have another choice.
Amplify any of the issues that we have here in the United States many times over. And that's what these young moms are experiencing.
But you can help pro-life Christians offer hope. Founder of Life International, Kurt Dillinger.
We as God's people need to respond to these needs as He would. As He directs us, as He guides us. He is a God of the nations, and He loves every people group.
See, Life International taught Cambodian Christians how to share messages like that back in 2009. Believers then started a hope center that helps struggling moms. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. And with all the bad news you hear from the Middle East, it's very easy to overlook God's work in these areas. But with your gift, I'll send you a copy of Brother Nathan's new book called Love Casts Out Fear. It's the story of a jihad survivor who shares his journey from revenge to redemption. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link provided at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.